This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 8:15 tonight here on this abbreviated edition of Overtime. Caps and Blackhawks coming up at 8:15. The hottest team in hockey gonna have to overcome some adversity tonight, as they had major issues getting into Chicago for their game. We'll see how it impacts them, but Caps and Blackhawks, a part of a loaded night in the sports world. We got the NBA Cup Championship, Bucks and Thunder, and we'll talk a little bit of NBA before we get out of here. But real quick, I mean, I am super impressed by what I've seen from the Oklahoma City Thunder to start this season. I think if they're able to go out here and win the NBA Cup, further solidifies them being, for my money, the best team in NBA. Number one in opponent field goal percentage. Number one in opponent three-point percentage. Number one in forced turnovers. Number one in points off turnovers. Number one in points allowed. Fewest turnovers. So they are statistically right now, and by record, to me, the best team in basketball. They take on the surging Milwaukee Bucks, who have played a lot better since the start of the regular season. That a part of a jam-packed night here in the world of sports as we continue to talk about it, man. Last night, pretty jam-packed as well. I always get geeked up for the Monday Night Football doubleheaders. I think it's great. I think the league should participate in it more. But boy, did we just have two games. If I'm being honest, right? Bears and Vikings, great NFC North rivalry, love it. Then we had Atlanta and Las Vegas. The only reason I am not going to come on this radio show and trash Falcons and Raiders last night is because I got a little bit of a surprise. For like three and a half quarters, Darnell Mooney was the last leg that I needed to hit on my little $10 parlay I put in last night. And I said, oh, man, he's not going to get 50 yards. It's only 8 minutes left to go. Then Darnell Mooney has a massive reception, and your boy cashes out. So for that reason, I'm not going to come on here and trash Falcons Raiders from last night, but holy hell. I mean, just two super mediocre football teams. Atlanta is just weird in terms of what's happened with them this year. Kirk Cousins completely falling off a cliff. We'll get to see those Atlanta Falcons coming here to Landover next weekend. That game between Washington and Atlanta flexed to Sunday Night Football. I know a lot of you out there were excited about that news. Can I just say this as a quote-unquote media member? We hate it. We hate it. We hate it. We hate it. Got to stay up all night. Your work day gets later. The only thing I appreciate about Falcons Commanders getting flexed in the Sunday night, two things, actually. One, I hope we get to see the return of the all-black uniforms because those things are just nasty. Love it. And then, two, I get to watch the entire afternoon slate in the NFL. So if there's a benefit to Commanders, Falcons getting flexed, it is that. I'll say this, though, now that we're on to the burgundy and gold. When I saw the news that that game was getting flexed to prime time, I began to have more reservations about everything. About everything. I will admit it. Right hand is to the Bible, right hand's up in the air, whatever you want to say. I admit that this is the most confused I've been as a Washington Commanders fan. I don't know how to feel. I honest to God don't. And for once, I'm going to give you all the satisfaction you crave as fans. I have allowed the fan base to impact my feelings about this team. And I know. I got to be more mature than that, right? I do. The hell I don't. It feels like whenever I give any sort of objective commentary on the Washington Commanders, I get met with the exact same response. It's year one of a rebuild. They've got the franchise quarterback in place. They've got organizational structure. What are you talking about? Shut up. How can you say anything negative? All of that is true. All of that is true. I was saying it all offseason. For the first time in my lifetime, we've got head coach, owner, GM, all on the same page. You think I'm losing that context? No, I'm not. But it's hard to keep that the main thing. Because we've now seen this team play 14 games to this point, and they're 9-5. And at one point, they were 7-2. I feel as if they have earned expectations that I have for them, or that I had for them. They earned it. When you start 7-2 the way that they did, keep in the context of first-year quarterback, new ownership, new GM, new head coach, all of that. They earned the right for me to pump them up the way that I was. I remember after the Giant win, heading into that week against Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, I said we were going to learn a hell of a lot about who the Washington Commanders were. And we did. You know what we learned during that stretch? Is that the Commanders, albeit in the first year of a rebuild, albeit that they have their franchise quarterback moving forward, albeit that they have proper organizational structure, the Commanders are the epitome of average. And that's okay. That is okay. So when I say it, I don't need to be challenged and questioned. It's annoying. It's annoying. That's why I oftentimes question the IQ of this fan base. I do. And who am I? I don't know anything. I'm just some radio host, right? That's what you think. It's funny to me, though, because I genuinely wrestle back and forth with my feelings about what I've watched through 15 weeks of ball with this group. There have been emotional highs, right? The Hail Maryland. There have been emotional lows. That Dallas loss. We've been up and down with this group. We have. It has been a fun ride. It's been one of the more exciting seasons as a fan in recent memory, man. I don't remember the last time I was this excited for Sundays. I just wonder, as we sit here squeaking past the win against New Orleans, I wonder who this group is. And I don't think I wonder, because I know. I told you all before the game against Pittsburgh. They are a B-tier team in the NFC. They are arguably the worst playoff contender in the NFC. When I say playoff contender, I mean the teams that are currently slotted 1-7. I think you can clearly say Washington's the worst of them. But what does that mean? What does that mean? I'm not saying it just to be negative. I'm saying it to hopefully recalibrate my own expectations and maybe yours as well. Because I'll admit it, I wear it on my chest. I'm a man first. I say it all the time. After they started 7-2, I had genuine belief. I meant it in my heart of hearts that I thought this was a Super Bowl contender. Boy, do I look like an ass right now. I did. There's also the same guy, right, that I remember our scheduled release show out at D-City Smokehouse. Myself, Denton Day. We did our record prediction. This was back in March, or back in April, rather. I said, you know what? I think they'll go 9-8, 10-7, best case scenario. And aren't we on a collision course for that record? So I got to calm down and react and relax too. But this is where I say I'm a fan just like you all are. I genuinely don't know what to believe about this team. I genuinely don't know who this group is. Because once again Sunday, despite them nearly choking the game away, it was another masterclass performance by that badass we have under center, Jaden Daniels. Say what you want, right? They only scored 20 points. He took 8 sacks. I get all of that. But if you left Sunday not looking at Jaden Daniels like, God, I'm happy we have this guy. That I don't know what you want. And this is what I wrestle with. I understand that when you have a one percenter at the quarterback position, you can compete with anyone. I truly believe that. I truly believe that in my heart of hearts. That is just my football philosophy. And I truly believe that Jaden is a one percenter. But with that being said, right, even though I can acknowledge we have a one percenter under center, that sounded weird, didn't it? Despite me acknowledging that, I seriously wrestle with whether or not I believe this team can win a postseason game or not. And some people line up and tell me, Linnell, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? No, that's what I care about right now. That's what's on my mind because we're in playoff contention. But I got to pump the brakes a little bit. Like I said, I was singing the praises of a potential Super Bowl contender after we beat the Giants and we were 7-2. We had been 7-2 since I was born. So you got to excuse me, right? I'm emotional. I'm seeing some of the calls start to line up here. I can't win for losing. No matter what I say about this group, you all want to jump down my throat. Okay. Fine. But at the end of the day, I think context matters with this team. And I guess I got to keep repeating it since you all think I don't acknowledge it or understand. Yes, we are in year one of a rebuild. We have tremendous organizational structure. You have the quarterback of the future. And you've got a litany of cap space this summer to improve this roster. I get all of that. But let's stay in the moment for a second. When I look at the 2024 Washington Commanders, when you keep the context of what I just mentioned, despite the context of what I just mentioned, they are nothing more than an average football team. And that's okay. Because guess what? For the better part of the last 20 damn years, they've been way below average. So it's okay that they're an average football team. I don't need you all flooding my mentions, sending angry letters to my house, calling up the show all ticked off. I don't need that when I call this team average. Because damn it, how do you look at this group through 15 weeks and think anything other than they're average? Huh? It's like mama's boy syndrome. I keep saying it. I keep using the same phrases with you all. It's mama's boy syndrome. God forbid I say anything objective about this 9-5 football team. They earned the right to be 9-5. No one's taking that away from them. No one's taking that away from them. I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things, for this year, the 2024-2025 iteration of this franchise, they are average. And because they are average, I have serious doubts and reservations as to whether or not they'll not only win a postseason game, but I also have reservations about how likely it is, damn the percentages, that they make the playoffs. We'll open it up to you. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Peter is in Woodbridge. Off the top rope early. Peter, how are you, my brother?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good, man.
So I want to add on to what you were saying. I think what you're saying, really like to echo it. My biggest thing with them also is I have to put in there a lot of inconsistencies. Yeah. What I've been noticing, same thing, and I'm a big fan also, is the same issues we've been having for a lot of years where it's like we can't play four quarters of football. Either defense is playing lights out for one half and offense had a late start or vice versa, but it's so hard for them to like get a consistent full game on all three sides of the ball going. And on top of that, just add one extra thing. Don't want to take up too much of your time. One thing I noticed, and I noticed it after the 10-day stretch, that mini bye that we had, I think, before we played Dallas. For some reason, man, when we go on these like long stretches that are like more than 7 days, it takes the team, that initial game right after, it takes them even longer. Like they're coming back with all this rust. And it's like it just takes them that much longer to shake everything off and to get back into the groove of everything.
Oh, that's an interesting observation, Peter, because I do agree. They were super sloppy against Dallas. after a 10-day layoff from the Philadelphia game. And then you can make the argument they were pretty sloppy yesterday after, or excuse me, Sunday after their bye week layoff. So I agree 100%, Peter.
Oh, agreed, yeah. And, like, even with the Saints game, like I said, also adding inconsistencies. If you notice, we play great some Sundays. Some Sundays, any team can beat us. And I guess that's the cliche of any NFL team. I think, honestly, I think we win one game if we play mistake-free football, but that's where we're at. We are not a team that's good enough that can make mistakes and expect to be victorious at the end of the game.
I agree. Peter, appreciate the call as always, my brother. Happy holiday season. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I just let loose, right? In a good way. This is a therapy session tonight here on Overtime. I am genuinely, in my heart of hearts, confused about how I should feel, honestly, based off of you guys. I understand that this team has a long-term answer at quarterback. I understand that this team has proper organizational structure for the first time in my lifetime. I get all of that, right? Bunch of cap space this offseason. I get all of that. But I'm not talking about the future. I'm talking about the now. This group, based off of the way they've looked for 15 weeks, or for 14 games. This group, to me, I don't think it's very likely that they win a postseason game. And I also, after the way they played against New Orleans, I'm also starting to have reservations about whether or not they'll make the postseason altogether. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Matt is in D.C. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Linnell. So when you say it's an average football team, I mean, average sort of implies, you know, around 500. The Commanders are 9-5. That's one thing. Another thing I'd like to suggest to you is that you would not refer to Jaden Daniels as the quarterback of the future. He's the quarterback of the present, okay? He is a quarterback that, you know, no one, you know, it's like next week against Philly. You know, the Eagles coaches are going, well, gee, thank goodness that we're not getting next year's Jaden Daniels. For the first time, they're going to get a Jaden Daniels who's not, like, still recovering from injury. I think he had, like, 9 carries for 18 yards against them up in Philly. A game that easily could have been, you know, had we kicked that field goal instead of going for a fourth down we didn't get, we'd have had a lead at Philly in the middle of the fourth quarter. It would have been 13-12, like a classic NFC East team. I understand the confusion because we don't know, like, until the story of the season has been written, we don't know what it is. But this is a dangerous team that I think it's a, you know, I understand that they can be sloppy last week against New Orleans, or we came out gangbusters and then almost blew it. Absolutely. Dallas, you know, you have a rivalry game that we, you know, almost miraculously pulled out at the end, but didn't. And that was, you know, it's one of those predictable sort of, that's a classic NFL thing.
Yes.
But I think it's, you know, to be like, yeah, to say that they're average, to say on the one hand.
Matt, you're doing it again, Matt. You're doing it, and you're speaking for the majority of the fan base, and I'm glad that you.
I'm speaking for myself.
You speak for yourself, and I think people agree with you out there. I don't know why they agree with you, but hear me out.
Yes.
What has this team showed you that says they're better than average? And when I say average,
okay,
hear me out when I talk about average. They'll beat the teams they're supposed to beat most of the time, but I don't think, not that they can't, I don't think they will, and they haven't to this point, beat a team with a winning record. And when you make the postseason, you got to beat teams with a winning record. And beautifully for Washington, if they handle their business, or if Atlanta handles their business this week against the Giants, you're on Sunday Night Football with a prime opportunity to pick up a win against a team with a winning record for technically the second time this season, because Chicago was what? 3-1 when you beat them earlier this season. So technically, yes, they have one win versus a team with a winning record. But do you get what I'm saying here? I don't say that they're average to slight them. I say that they're average to be objective about what I've seen.
I appreciate that. I would respond with, you know, the games against Pittsburgh and Philly. Those are two. I mean, Philly is
we're up against the break, brother. I appreciate you calling in as always, man. I'll continue to discuss
Thank you, Linnell.
Of course, buddy. Of course. That's a damn good call because I get it. And I'm not – look, I kid on here with you all the time. I am so honored, and it even maybe gets me emotional at times, the outpour of support that you all have given me since I've graced D.C. with my presence on the airwaves here. But we got to come to an agreement here on this, and that's what we'll do. We're with you till 8:15. Caps and Blackhawks coming up at that time. Load the phones up. There's one open spot right now. Get in on it. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll run through your calls. I am confused. I genuinely am confused. At 9-5, this football team clearly is not terrible, but clearly they're not great or even good for that matter. I think they're average. What say you? 1-800-636-1067. Let me walk that back. Yes, they're a good football team. They're 9-5. But my bigger picture concern here, and it's not a concern, it's just a question I have. Yes, I understand the organization is set up beautifully moving forward. But when you look at this current iteration of the group, I have questions about, one, will they be able to win a playoff game? I seriously doubt they will be able to. And then two, after the way they played in the second half against New Orleans, I'm starting to have reservations about if they'll make the playoffs altogether. 1-800-636-1067. Your call's next here on The Fan. Let's get right into it. 5 minutes past the hour here in our nation's capital. It's the youngest in charge movement, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 8:15 here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Caps and Blackhawks coming up at about 8:30 is face-off time. And Caps had some issues getting into Chicago because of the airfare or the airline. So we'll see what type of effort we get from the best team in hockey. If I would have told you back in August that the Caps, through the first 2 months of the season, would be the best team in hockey, you would think I was tripping. But that is what they are in action tonight. Make sure you keep it locked on The Fan all night. Your flagship home for Washington Capitals hockey. I want to get right back into it, though, man. 1-800-636-1067. Phone lines are full. Before we get back to the phones, this is from Sam Fortier of The Washington Post. His reporting with Megan Flynn and Aaron Cox of The Post. D.C. poised to control the RFK site. Step one in luring the Commanders back to the city has now happened. D.C. has the stadium site. Maryland's getting the fighter jets and full funding to rebuild the collapsed Francis Key Scott Bridge. That was a tongue twister for whatever reason. We'll have a bigger discussion on that tomorrow night on Overtime. But right now, I want to look at the 2024 Washington Commanders as objectively as possible while keeping the context of, yes, they're set up better than a lot of other franchises right now in the NFL. I may say they're the franchise that's set up the best in terms of long-term success, from ownership to the front office to the coaching staff to the badass we have under center at quarterback, a one percenter, as I like to call him, that gives us a shot against anybody. I will agree with that because that is just what it is. But I'm confused about who this team actually is. Because Sunday's performance against New Orleans, yes, it is hard to win in the National Football League. But, man, it wasn't fun to watch Sunday. They were sloppy. In the second half, they looked like a completely different football team. As we look big picture at who this group is, who are they? I guess that's how I'll leave the question. Who are the 2024 Washington Commanders? I think they're an average football team that has a future all-pro at the quarterback position. That is how I would describe this group. What say you? 1-800-636-1067. 106.7. Disco is out in Laurel. What's going on, Disco?
Holla, Nell. How you doing, brother?
Hold on, Disco. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I need more enthusiasm out of you because I actually took your call before others that had been waiting
okay. On
hold longer because I knew we okay. Went back and forth with this.
Okay. Linnell, you are sowing the seeds of lunacy. and I'm going to tell you why. Point number one, this team is 9-5. Bill Parcells says you are what your record says you are.
I mean, come on.
This team is 4 games above 500. It's not average. It's a good team. It's above average. 6-5, you're average. 5-whatever it is, we're not average. We're above average. Here's what this team is. Here's a well-coached team with a unicorn at quarterback that is carrying this team with a few key blue chip pieces. This is a team that is above average with personnel limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a team that is being carried forward by good coaching and very good quarterback play. That other caller y'all was talking, you conveniently left out the Tennessee game.
You Disco, so here's my thing about Tennessee, and people have been getting on me on social
okay,
media about this.
Here we go, saying
that they played a full 60-minute game against Tennessee. They jumped out on Tennessee, correct?
They kind of had a lull for a minute.
They stalled offensively and then defensively. They gave up chunk plays all over the place in the second half.
So Linnell, I'm going to say this. You mm-hmm. asked the question, who is this team? This is an above average team.
This is
a good team that it has personnel limitations. Who the coaching staff is maximizing their players' potential. We're probably playing at our ceiling right now. And who knows if that might be enough. But with number 5,
yes,
we can beat any team. We have a shot
yes.
at any team that we play.
I like the way you said it at the end. With 5 under center, you got a shot against anybody. And I agree with that. But there's a difference between having a shot and then having a realistic chance.
But wait a minute, Linnell. We're not and I know you said we're not Detroit. I mean, the
and
Eagles.
And I get that.
The Eagles, Detroit, they're 4 or 5 years in, bro.
For sure. Like, and I've never lost that context, Disco, ever.
Yeah.
I get
we're
that.
Here. This is where we're at. I think there's some positions, and I think that there's some players on this team that I don't think fans should get too married to.
Yes.
Because I think this roster is going to be turned over. But again, I don't know. And this is what I always said, and I said this to Russell sometimes. I always wondered, what would some of you guys in the media really say and do once we had new ownership, new personnel management, and a new quarterback? And here we are. I got you, Linnell, my brother, saying, well, they're just average in year one.
But that's okay to be average in year one, Disco. That's my thing. Like,
okay. All right.
That's
okay.
Like, I'm not
Thank
saying
you,
that,
Linnell.
That.
I appreciate you.
For sure, brother. I'm not saying it as a negative at all. That's just. You can make the argument that they're above average. You can make the argument that they're average. That's why it's a good radio topic. Let's keep the main thing, right? I think what Disco said is huge, though, and I agree with it, and I say it any chance I get. They have a 1%er at the quarterback position that gives them a shot against anybody in the National Football League because he is genuinely special. He's the type of quarterback that I think deserves that $250 million, $300 million quarterback because he makes everyone around him better. Dak Prescott doesn't do that. Jalen Hurts doesn't do that. Trevor Lawrence didn't do that. Tua didn't do that. All guys that just recently got that massive, massive type of contract extension that I think Jaden rightfully deserves through 15 games. Context, people. 1-800-636-1067. Who are the 2024 Washington Commanders? Let's go to Coach Turner. Al Hollywood. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, how's it going, man? Can you hear me?
It's good, brother. I got you, man. Happy holidays to you.
Hey, man, I agree with you 100%. But here's what I look at this team as is that kid that's growing up, and he's learning to play the game. He's going to get better. Right now, he's missing a few pieces, and he's going to get better. You can see it in it. So for the first time in many years, we can take whatever we get this year because we've exceeded all expectations. But next year, we know if they put this thing together the way they've been putting this thing together, we're going to have a heck of a team next year. So yes. You're right. You know, you can't say, I know what this team is this year, because they don't really know. You know, they
for
don't
sure.
believe. But they're a good team.
And the way that I would put it, Coach, 2024 is like the appetizer.
Right.
Next year is like the you get your main course brought out to you. And maybe your main course is only winning a playoff game. And then the year after that, your dessert should be, yeah, we're a Super Bowl contender. There's levels to it, man. So I appreciate the call as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. I think we're in agreement here. I think it's about my delivery. And I gotta get better. I'm learning, man. I'm young, I'm coachable, it's all that with me. I just have the most difficult time in season keeping the big picture as the main thing. It's hard for me. It is. Let's go to Lou in DC. What's up, Lou?
What's up, dog?
What I do, dog?
Man, hold up, man. Hey, I don't know how much time I have, but look.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna start off. It's 92 since 1992. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was 9-5. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was before you was even born. So, brother, just give him a little credit, man. I get it. I know you want that success right away. You know, we want to. You know, try to. We lost a couple of games, the Pittsburgh game, winnable game. You know that.
For sure.
The Eagles game, that was a winnable game as well. Baltimore, we could have beat Baltimore. They ain't nobody. So it's any given Sunday. So I just want you to kind of give them a little credit. I mean, they made some, you know, boneheaded mistake on Sunday in the second half, including the coach, you know, just doing some things like that guy in Detroit. But I just want you to kind of give these guys a credit, my guy.
Like, I feel like I do, and then when I do give credit, I get told to pump my brakes. You remember who was rooting for this team and calling them a Super Bowl contender at 7-2? It was me, Lou. So that's my frustration with y'all as a fan base. Y'all just want to hate me. Y'all love to hate me. Being facetious when I say it, obviously. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. More of your calls next here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. It is overtime. We'll take you up to 8:15. Caps and Blackhawks coming up tonight on The Fan after I sign off the airwaves. Make sure you keep the conversation going with me on social media at @NELL_BTP. Talking all things Washington Commanders right now off of the heels of their sneaky victory against the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. They squeaked one out of New Orleans, and it leads me to ask this question as we sit here with three games remaining. What are the 2024 Washington Commanders? I think this is a average football team with a unicorn at the quarterback position that makes everyone around him better. And to be in year one of a rebuild, that's okay that your team is just that. I don't say it to be negative. It's just my current view of the team. I have serious reservations about whether or not they can win a postseason game or not. And after the way they played Sunday against New Orleans, I'm wondering, will they make the postseason? Greg is in Forsyth. What are the 2024 Washington Commanders?
Hey, Lanell.
What's going on, brother?
You say we hate you. We don't hate you, but I love you, man. I like the way you pronounce the game and everything. But one thing I do like to say, you are getting on the bandwagon. And when we winning, you're gonna talk about us. When we losing, you're going down us. I like the way you talk, though. You're my man, Linnell.
Appreciate you. Look, I got to keep it 1,000, man.
Stop doubling us out, Linnell. That's all I got to say, man.
You're my man, Greg. I appreciate you as always, brother, man. 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to address what Greg said, because I get this from a lot of you all. Do y'all not understand? I tell the story all the time, man. I bleed burgundy and gold. This team is my livelihood. There was a big chunk of my teen in college life where this team literally impacted my every move, my decision-making, this, that, and the third, right? The reason I even started listening to sports talk radio, man, is I had a rule in my house where if you got a grade on your report card, a lower than a C, you was punished to the next report card. When I say punished, it wasn't these 2024 soft-ass punishments that y'all give y'all kids. It was no phone, it was no TV, and it was don't leave your room unless you about to eat or use the bathroom. That's punishment. I earned that, though, right? But I'm such a junkie for the Commanders, no pun intended, that I would sneak and cut the radio on to listen to the games on my phone because I had to get my fix. I risk getting an ass whipping so I could listen to this group. So don't try to question my fandom or how big of a fan I am. I am the biggest fan of the Washington Commanders. I'm just objective and honest. Point blank. Rasheem is in D.C. What's going on?
What's going on, Linnell? Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it.
But listen, I, what is this team? This team is a team of overperformers. I mean, when you look at the expectation at the beginning of the season, who expected them to be either right above or right below 500? Nobody. It is a brand new offense, brand new defense, brand new quarterback, brand new coaches. Damn near the whole team is brand new. So how could we expect them to go into anywhere near a postseason and perform to the same level as squads that have been in their seasons and in their whole sessions and in their bag for 4 or 5, even 2 or 3 seasons?
Mm-hmm.
These are babies. They just started to walk. We can't expect them to run a marathon right now. So even if they lose out every single game for the rest of the season, I'm going into the off season with a smile on my face, which is a lot different.
For sure.
Than past seasons, I had to wait for a draft. I had to wait for off-season acquisitions. I had to wait to get new coaches, and then I'd have a smile on my face.
For sure.
Not now. I'm good. I'm happy. So, Linnell, I agree with you. They are average. But my expectation was for them to be just below average, so I'm giddy right now.
And I feel you, Rasheem. I appreciate the call as always, man. I want to go back to off-season expectations. I feel like it was, and I'm not trying to do the whole bit of, oh, see, I told you so, but there's a reason I look at this team and hold this team in high regard, and I actually have high expectations for them. And I look at probably me and Kevin Sheehan. Me, Kevin Sheehan, Denton Day, I would say, definitively thought this team would flirt with what they're doing right now. We had our schedule release show out at D-City Smokehouse, and I predicted this team had a ceiling of 9-8, or excuse me, had a ceiling of 10-7, and it could go 9-8 potentially. That was my best case scenario because I thought the quarterback was a rock star. And damn it, that's what they're doing. So I'm having questions about who they are because I genuinely thought this was a playoff team once they put this roster together in free agency, the draft, etc. And then when I got to see them up close in person in camp and go to joint practices against New York, Miami, it changed my perspective of them. It made me say, you know what? They're going to shock some people. And I said it dating back to August. Their formula to win offensively was exotic smash mouth football. And that's what they've been through 15 weeks. Keep it rolling. 1-800-636-1067. Scott is in Manassas. What's up, Scott?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Well, I'm a Giants fan.
Ah, sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, this year, I just don't want you guys to drink the Kool-Aid. So the Chicago Bears game, you should have lost, right?
Yeah, probably.
The New York Giants first game, you guys should have lost.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so then your record is what now?
Well, your record's 9-5. I get what you're where you're going, Scott, is that you've had some very lucky breaks. We have.
Right, well, you know,
every team has lucky breaks, though. So
right. Daniels is the real deal.
Yes.
How many guys? All right, so the first year Dable came in, they won a playoff game.
Scott, I know you're not about to do this. Are you trying to compare our year one to the Giants' year one? Because you know what the major difference is? Y'all knew Daniel Jones wasn't your quarterback. The hell with him making the playoffs.
Exactly. No, exactly. But they won. So my question is, how many guys do you have on a one-year
A lot of them. A lot of them, Scott. I see where you're going. A lot of them.
Exactly. So you guys aren't really 9-5. You guys are really middle of the road with one-year contract.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not, and I'm laughing because it's like, damn, this is how I probably sound to the fans.
So don't drink the Kool-Aid yet.
Hey, brother, I'm already a type 2 diabetic drinking the Kool-Aid, brother. It is sweet, and I love it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back, more of your calls. Plus, we'll get you an update on the RFK Stadium situation. Plus, we'll pose another question to you. With Zach Ertz and Jeremy Chinn in the concussion protocol, are you concerned about the health of the Commanders down the stretch? That's next here on The Fan. One 800 636 1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor List of Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's the Youngest in Charge, Movement Linnell Willingham. I'll take you to 8:15. Caps and Blackhawks coming up a little bit later on at about 8:15. Puck drop set for 8:30. Right here on The Fan. It has been a very entertaining show to start because I asked the question. Well, first of all, I got to thank Craig Hoffman. Let me thank the Prince of Passion over on the Team 980. You can catch the Hoffman Show 4-7 every day on our sister station, the Team 980. Craig Hoffman said, Linnell, you go and you crack the mic tonight and you just spew your feelings to these people and you ask them, what do they think this team is? Because me and him had a very passionate discussion at the tail end of his show. I am genuinely confused about how to feel about this group. But let me put the context to the side. I understand that we have a one percenter at the quarterback position, a unicorn at the quarterback position, a game changer at the quarterback position. I get that. I understand that the organizational structure is the best that it's been in my lifetime. But this team's 9-5 and in control of their own. My question is, like, who is this group? Because if you had to inject me right now with truth serum and ask me, Linnell, is Washington going to win a playoff game? I'd probably say no. If you had to inject me with truth serum right now and ask me, Linnell, is this team even going to make the playoffs despite having an 80% chance with three games remaining, I'd say, I don't know. I think they will. I'm pretty confident they will. But it wouldn't stun me if they didn't. What are the 2024 Washington Commanders? I think they're a well-coached, average football team with a unicorn at the quarterback position that makes everybody better. And to have that be who you are in year one of a rebuild with $90+ million in cap space this summer, that is A-OK. Tim is in Connecticut. What's up, Tim?
Hi, Linnell. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, indeed.
I think you're fairly accurate. I would agree with your assessment. I think we have to appreciate that it's been 32 years since a team here has started 9-5, and they've done that. So they're punching above their weight class, as some of your other callers have suggested. They're ahead of schedule, and they're probably thin so that, you know, when Noah Brown and Eckler are out and Biotis is sick, their second layer isn't the same weight class as the people they're replacing. And there's, you know, they're struggling a bit in through these games, but they've overachieved and very well this year. And if they were playing the third or fourth seed in the playoffs, I think they could win that game. But the problem is that they're probably not going to play a third or fourth seed. They're going to play a second a second seed, and that's going to be a tough ask, I think, is the way it's looking.
I agree, man. And I appreciate the call as always, Tim. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Here's the thing that I don't want to get lost, because I truly do believe this in my heart of hearts. They've got it, like I continue to say, they've got a shot to beat anyone because of how talented Jaden Daniels is. We saw that against Baltimore. We saw that against Pittsburgh. Right? Like, I think they genuinely can beat anyone because of the quarterback. My question is, right, when we get to postseason time, should we be expecting them to win a playoff game? Should we even be expecting them to make it? Because here's what gets interesting with that, right? If that's why this game against Atlanta was flexed to Sunday Night Football. Washington and Atlanta are in very interesting situations. And the game next week in prime time should have major implications as far as the NFC wildcard round goes. Washington hosts Philly, and Atlanta hosts the Giants. If Washington loses and Atlanta wins, which is probably the more likely scenario, then Week 17 would determine which team holds the last wildcard spot, which is very, very interesting. Because as I sit here right now, based off of the way they looked against New Orleans, knowing that a quarterback change is on the horizon for Atlanta, I do have some questions about how much of a lock they are to beat the Falcons, right? And you can say, oh, Linnell, you're tripping. What the hell are you talking about? They broke my trust when they lost to Dallas at home. Is what I will say if people look at me and say, what? Have you not watched how the Falcons have played? I don't care less about how Atlanta's played. How have we played? Against New Orleans, it was sloppy. But I still do believe that the future is, for this franchise, is as bright as any. In all of pro sports, damn the NFL, the future of the Commanders is as bright as any team in pro sports. Seriously. Just about what is this current group, and should we be recalibrating our expectations? That's the conversation. 1-800-636-1067. I told you I wanted to mention something briefly about the RFK Stadium stuff, because this thing's heating up. This bad boy is getting real interesante, if I get to use my Spanish here for a second. Sam Fortier of the Washington Post, first of all, absolute brilliant. Love Sammy Fortier's work. Does a tremendous job covering ball. Does a tremendous job covering the non-ball stuff. But as we sit here, this is 43 minutes ago from Sam Fortier, and I just retweeted the piece out. It's at NELL_BTP. DC is poised to control the RFK site, which is step one in luring the Commanders to the city. The Oversight Committee tweeted out at about 7 o'clock that the D.C. RFK Memorial Stadium Revitalization Act, included in the CR, as D.C. continues to experience high level of crime, this legislation aims to clean up an area that has fallen into disrepair. Taxpayers are currently on the hook to pay ongoing maintenance costs and the liabilities of the abandoned RFK site. This bill would transfer administrative jurisdiction over the RFK Stadium site from the Secretary of the Interior to the Administrator of the General Services Administration, thus allowing GSA, General Services Administration, to enter into a lease with DC. This would allow D.C. to use the land for stadium redevelopment, commercial and residential development, and other public purposes. I'm excited. Seems like we are really getting close to a potential return to RFK. And I know that means a lot to you all as fans. This does not necessarily mean, though, that the Commanders are coming back to RFK. It means DC is now a realistic, viable option because the city can formally negotiate with the team. And let me put this in layman's terms. The city of DC couldn't negotiate with the Commanders because what were they negotiating over? They didn't own the land, right? You can't negotiate with somebody else's stuff. But now that DC is very, very close to gaining control of the land, and they now have gained control of the land, according to these reports, you can now start to have discussions about bringing the stadium back to DC. It opens up a massive can of worms because guess what? Yeah, we want the stadium back in the city, but who the hell is paying for it? 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will take a spin around the National Football League. I'll tell you what I learned in week 15 of the NFL. Your calls plus that next. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor List of Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP on all social media platforms. It's the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 8:15 tonight before we hand you off to our coverage of Washington Capitals hockey. They're in Chicago tonight, finally, because it took them a little while to get there, taking on the Blackhawks, Caps' best record in hockey through the first couple of months of the season. Hopefully, they can continue their hot play as they await the return of the great eight, Alex Ovechkin. Young pups have stepped up and played really well. Chucky Lindgren's been excellent in net. Just really exciting group to watch that plays just a physical brand of hockey. Excited to see them get into the meat of their schedule here as we continue to roll throughout the early portions of the NHL season. Keep it locked right here on The Fan every Caps game day. For our coverage of Washington Capitals hockey, 106.7 The Fan, the flagship home of your Washington Capitals. Let's get back out to the phones, 1-800-636-1067. If you're just now joining us, I am having some issues determining what exactly the 2024 Washington Commanders are. I think I've worked myself to describe them this way. I've said it a couple of times here now. They are a respectfully average football team that has a superstar quarterback. They're really well coached, but their talent deficiencies may ultimately be their undoing as to why they maybe don't make the postseason, and if they do make the postseason, why they're most likely to be a one and done. Is my assessment accurate? 1-800-636-1067. Robbie is in Winchester. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, yes, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
For sure.
I think I haven't watched the Redskins on TV in almost 25, 30 years. And this is the first year that I've watched them. And I am so excited about them. I'm surprised that they even won 9 games to be. They just little babies right now. But they changed the whole roster around. And I'm going to give them some credit, ready to make the playoffs. But they are... I think they're doing excellent right now, and we just have to give them time, and I think they're going to be back on the top because we're in a tough division. You know, the Giants, look at the Giants, you know, and they're getting a first-round pick next year, you know, but I'm really surprised at them, and I am so glad to watch them on TV again. Like I said, I'm 67 sure. years old. And I haven't watched them in over 25 years on TV. And I just give them the credit for where they're at right now. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, brother. Appreciate you calling as always, Robbie. Good to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. I am super geeked up, though, about the excitement that exists right now within the fan base. Like, that to me is what it's all about. And as a young fan, right, 27 years old, I haven't seen the prosperity that a lot of the older fan base has gotten to bear witness to. So this season, albeit stressful, has been super fulfilling as a fan. And what's even better about it is I felt like when I got to watch this team up close and personal every day during camp, they were building towards this from a camaraderie standpoint, from an execution standpoint. I mean, they are a group that, you know, I really think plays hard. They play for one another. I just think they're void of talent. And that void of talent may stop them from making the playoffs, unlikely. And it also may stop them from winning a postseason game, which I think is really the more straightforward conversation here. So it's tough because I don't know exactly who they are, but I do know that with five under center, they've got a shot against anybody in the National Football League. 1-800-636-1067. Will, out of Gaithersburg. What's going on, Will?
Hey, how you doing, Linnell?
What's going on, brother? Where you stay at in Gaithersburg, Will? You know, that's my stomping grounds.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a Mo County legend. So
okay, Slam, so Mo County legend.
There, so I just leave it at Gaithersburg.
Oh, I feel that.
We get off the air, I could get a little more detail.
For sure.
I'm calling. I'm happy. I've been listening to you for a while, and you had me chuckling, and that's what made me actually call in, first-time caller with this particular show.
Okay, appreciate you, brother.
I laughed because you explained the fandom.
Yes.
If I didn't know no better, because when you said, when that New York guy called, and he was like, this is what the fans must, this is must how I sound to our fans. And I was like, yes. That's exactly how you sound. Until I heard that fandom story that you shared, I was on the fence on, is this just who he is, Mr. Negative Negative guy? Says he doesn't know no better. Is he really a fan, or is he just part of his job, and he's just saying what he needs to say? Because you don't know no better. You haven't seen, like, real football. So I would say when you if somebody's going to jeopardize that childhood butt-whipping, that's a fan. So you get 100% respect for that, dog.
For sure, you know, man. For sure.
If you get caught.
Hey, man, my childhood home was in Flower Hill, Maryland. Flower Hill.
Okay.
So I'm really from around the way.
Flower Hill, yeah. So I'll give you Montgomery Village.
Okay, bet. For sure.
I'll give you Montgomery Village. But I'm not from there. This is just where I rest my head.
Gotcha.
So I would say this team with that, I guess we have a good rapport in this conversation. What type of competitor are you? Are you somebody who is stressful when you play, or is just from the fan side where you don't have any control, so that causes stress because you're not actually playing? Because you've had that. That's the first thing I noticed about you on the air, and it would be funny to hear Doc. Like, he don't know nobody. He just sound like a negative, da-da-da-da-da, because there are some guys on the sister station that aren't Commanders fans.
The industry plants, Will. No, I'm joking. I know who you're talking about. I'm joking. But no, man, look, I play a little bit of college ball. I play in high school. When you're not able to control the outcome, it makes you a lot more stressed. And I think that's why I get so worked up watching these games. Because I'm so used to being able to control the outcome that it's just different.
Yeah, I learned that my first year coaching. And so that's the first thing I was like, okay, I got to understand it's different being the captain and the ball player as opposed to being the coach, the actual coach.
For sure.
And so this team, I would just embrace it, man. This is a wild card. That's who we are. A lot of callers have let on about being a new team. I think this is the first in record years, maybe 20, 30 years, that had this much turnover. I was telling the person who takes the calls. I'm sorry, I don't know his name. He's a great guy.
I got Slick Vic Ferreira behind the glass.
Our system is the most unique system. It's the first time it's ever been done, and I'm excited about that. So I anticipated our season being a floor of 7-9 and a ceiling at 11-7 based upon the schedule and based upon the talent that we have, who we brought in, because
for sure.
I have been a fan of Eckler, a fan of Ertz, a fan of
Wagner. Wagner, you name it. Well, everybody they've brought in. Yeah, everybody they've brought in, it feels like it's contributed. Okay. So you have other rooting interests too, Will. We're up against the clock, brother, so I got to let you go. I appreciate the call. 1-800-636-1067. We'll wipe through the rest of your calls when we get back here on The Fan. One final segment to go here on this abbreviated edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Lynnell Willingham. I'll take you to 8:15. Caps and Blackhawks coming up from Chicago. Make sure you keep it locked right here on 106.7 The Fan. Here, John Wald, Kent Sabourin, as they bring you Caps and Blackhawks. Excited for that one tonight. Hopefully the Caps continue their winning ways, man. Best team in hockey. What a look at the state of DC sports right now. Caps playing crazy good ball. Commanders are in a tremendous position moving forward. Nats had their young pups come up at the end of last year and open some folks' eyes. Although they're not spending any money via free agency, they're a bright spot moving forward. The Wizards, they should have the number one pick. DC Sports in a good spot right now, but I want to continue to talk about the burgundy and gold here. What are the 2024 Washington Commanders? And we touched on this pretty much all show long. This is where the topic's been. I am back with you tomorrow, 6:30 to 10, for a full-scale edition of Overtime. We'll touch on a lot. We may bring this back up. 1-800-636-1067. What are the 2024 Washington Commanders? Rod is in Landover. What's up, Rod?
Hey, what's up, bro?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. All right, so I'm gonna tell you, man. I actually thought we was really good, man. When we lost to Dallas, man, I don't even like. I hate even talking about
Rod,
it.
Can I give you an analogy, brother? When we lost to Dallas, bro, it's like one of them situations, man. I'm a younger dude, man, and what we do now, we go through our significant other's phone. And anytime you always tell my brothers, man, anytime you go into a girl phone and you find something, man, that's on you. Right? Them losing to Dallas, but once you do find something, the relationship's never the same. You can choose to speak on it, not speak on it. The trust is just not there. That's how I feel with this team, losing to Dallas at home.
And that's how I feel, man. I mean, you know, we started off 7-2, then we lost the two games to Pittsburgh and Philly. And although that hurt, I accepted that. I was like, okay.
Right.
But when we lost to Dallas, man, it really messed me up. Because from that point, I was like, I don't know who we are.
Right.
So I think we just and even, you know, that past game with New Orleans, man, I mean – you know, we started off 17-0, and we ended the game, them scoring 19 points, we scored 3 points, and we let the backup do this.
I know.
You know, so I mean, I don't know. I think we're just a team that's overachieving right now. You know, I guess just ride the wave, man. I mean, you know, we got a rookie quarterback. We don't have that many weapons. I mean, Eckler going down, that was a big loss.
Huge loss.
You know, we Noah Brown, even though he's not the greatest, that was a big loss. I just think, you know, with the injuries that we have, man, and we wasn't already a talented team for sure. You know, personnel wise. I mean, compared to some other teams we play. I came into this season thinking that we'd win about maybe 9 games. I mean,
and I felt the same way, Rod. And I got to let you go, brother. We got a couple minutes left to go on the show. I appreciate you as always. We're going rapid fire here the rest of the way. We want to get the rest of your calls in here. One-liner. What are the 2024 Washington Commanders? Got to be quick here. Melvin is in D.C.
Man, we is what we are right now, 9-5. I've been watching my team since the Jack Party. And if anybody, you probably too young to remember Jack Party. That was horrendous, terrible football. But anyway, I'm glad that we have a future quarterback. And unfortunately, we 9-5. Dallas did piss me off, but they lost. But guess what? We still in the heat of it.
For
so
sure.
I'm going to take the bitter with the sweet. Easy come, easy go. We 9-5. I'll take it.
There we go, Melvin. Appreciate the call as always. Let's go to Garrett out Waldorf. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Linnell?
I'm good, brother.
Garrett.
Oh, Derek, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I know you rapping, but real quick, with the last play in the Saints game, what was on your mind? What were you thinking?
Brother, first of all, I had to tell y'all, I don't know if you heard on the air, my parlay got busted, man. I had the minus 5-5, so when they went and scored, man, they cost me $100 ticket on two different tickets, man. It was the Commander's leg that didn't hit covering the spread. So that was what I was thinking immediately. And then I was like, ain't no damn way they really let this team score on all four drives in the second half.
Yeah, it was crazy. Being in the stadium, man, my wife was going crazy. I'm glad I ain't at home because she'd be trying to hijack.
I'm about to say, look, last time we talked, man, look, she was like, hey, y'all got to put some respect on our Saints, man, and I give it to you.
Yeah, so, hey, man, it was great being home, seeing the game.
For sure.
The team, the only thing I hate to see right now is before at the beginning of the season, they were beating the teams that they were expected to beat.
And now they're struggling with those teams.
They're struggling. So right now.
Jared, I got to let you go, brother. We're up against the clock. I hate doing that to you. 10 seconds left to go on the show. Keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. Back with you tomorrow, 1-4 on our sister station, the Team 980 with the Rooster, Chris Russell.